Thank you. Welcome to Nitro Game Injection. This is your host, Kyle JCRB. With me again this week is Lion Tamer, Larry Oji.
Hello.
Yes, welcome to the show again.
Hello. Greetings to you. Salutations.
Yes.
It is good to be here. It's good to be here.
Good. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Actually, I'm just kidding about that.
Don't worry, man. I'll beat the crap out of you later. But for now, we got some good video game music. How about that?
Yes, I like video game music. How about you, Larry?
Well, man, I was definitely feeling the that T Square that Gran Turismo arrangement, man. That was good stuff.
Well, yeah, it's always good stuff. There's actually something interesting about that.
I thought it had some badass saw waves, so I mean, but go ahead, man. I'm definitely interested.
Well, that was that's actually MIDI clarinet, but
are you kidding me?
No
way.
Take a look at T Square on YouTube. Look for Night Song, or actually pretty much any T Square song. They have a MIDI clarinet player that plays all those awesome electronic synth leads. It's pretty badass.
Wow, yeah, and I was gonna say, it was definitely a very unique flavor to it, man. Good stuff.
Yeah, but T-Square is actually the band of Masahiro Ando, the original composer for Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo soundtrack. So that's his band, and that's their arrangement of the classic Moon Over the Castle theme. So,
yeah, pretty badass.
So, got a good show lined up for you. Lots of things. Got a lot of news to announce, actually. Got some cool stuff. But, I've assembled some great announcements. Cool stuff
nice,
to talk
dude.
About. Yeah.
And I'm seeing from the track list, that you got some good kind of jazzy selections kind of sprinkled in there. You got some good rock as well, man.
Well, yeah, always. Come on, man. This is Nitro Game Injection we're talking about here.
Well, you know, I'm feeling the jazz, though. I like the spread you got here.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Some of that stuff later is pretty pretty good, pretty jazzy.
Yeah.
So, but to start it off with, we're going to start with a track from one of my favorite Super Nintendo games, Stunt Race FX, actually called Wild Tracks in Japan. But this track is on the Stunt Race FX original soundtrack that I just discovered existed not too long ago, actually. I didn't even know about it. And
how'd you find out about it?
VGMDB, actually.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yep, check that out, VGMDB.net, if you want to learn about video game soundtracks.
Oh, yeah, man. All over the place on that site. Just, you guys have cataloged pretty much every major and minor release ever. Which is awesome.
Ever, man.
Yeah.
Even though we have so many in the database right now, I'm telling you, man, I'm looking, we got nearly 13,000, and I'm thinking, oh, we gotta be done now. Now we're never done,
Nope. Not as long as the Dojin guys keep releasing stuff, and as long as games keep coming out, with original soundtracks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's just so much. But, this track.
Wild. Yeah, Wild Tracks.
Wild Tracks, one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite games. I actually had wanted to hear a rock rendition of the main theme from Stunt Race FX for a really long time. And it turns out it existed for that entire time, and I didn't even know, because this soundtrack came out in 95, but I didn't even know about it. So, but I discovered it recently, and I'm going to play it for you right now. This is Tidal and Aquatunnel from Stunt Race FX, Real Tracks for Driving soundtrack. So keep it here. This is Nitro Game Injection.
We'll be right back.
That was Crow's Claw, Terra's Theme, from Final Fantasy VI, from their Final Fantasy Heavy Metal Arrange album. Larry?
You know, I don't know jack about Crow's Claw, man.
Don't you hate Terra's Theme?
No, it's all right. Come on, man.
I thought you hated it. I thought you had the hate.
Nah.
You know,
what are you talking about?
You know, like, no, I had the Ice Cap hate. You had the Terra hate.
I don't hate any of the themes. I don't know about some of these clowns in the community, but no, it's a good theme. It's over remixed, but it's that way for a reason. It's good.
But I think Crow's Claw took it in a little bit of a different direction than anyone else has.
Yeah, the piano didn't have like piano in there. That was a little weak, that sample, but otherwise the rest of it was very strong, man.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't think anyone would ever do a heavy metal arrangement of Terra's Theme.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's awesome.
I got it, man. And Crow's Claw, you know, they're legendary in the doujin scene. So, I mean, you know, I need to spend a few hours listening to like all like 68 of their albums.
No, they only have like 5, but yeah,
all 68.
But yeah, they bring the noise. We love Crow's Claw on this show.
Oh yeah, good stuff, man. Hook it up with some more later.
Those doujin guys, yeah, we'll definitely play more later shows. So, we got some announcements to make. Namely, go check
we
out...
We have announcements.
We do, yes. I don't know.
You have announcements.
I guess so. Anyway,
this is a secret for me, man. I was like, dude, yo, man, come on, man. I'm important peoples. You weren't telling me jack. You're like, just wait for the show.
Yeah, son of a bitch. No. You can go, we're online. Check out our website, kngi.org. You can email us, kngipodcast@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. Just look up Nitro Game Injection. You can follow me or Larry on Twitter for the latest updates. My name is KyleJCRB on Twitter, and
Larry OG.
Larry OG, one word. New setup this week. We got a voicemail. If you call 1-763-431-5121, that number will be also in the show notes, and it's posted on our website at kngi.org. You can call us up, leave a voicemail message, and we just might play it back on the show next time or whenever. So you can definitely check that out. You can send us random crap.
Yeah, tell us sing your own version of the Ice Cap Zone.
Yeah, or Terra's Theme. Do Toyota Disco cover. Why not?
Why the hell would you do that?
I don't know. Why would
you? That was a good one, though. That was a good one, though. No disrespect.
Why would you do that? I don't know. No disrespect.
Why would you make that in the first place?
Why would you have done that the first time, Larry?
I don't know, man. I needed the money.
Really? They paid you, man, for that shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, totally, man.
Who paid you for that?
Oh, man. Oh, Toyota did, man. I got Toyota Celica.
Yeah. That's right. Toyota.
Yeah, man. Yep, I got all of them, man. 4x4 and all that, man. I got all that, man. All that. Garage full of them.
Problem is, Toyota doesn't have anything called a 4x4.
Whatever the hell, man. Shut the hell up, man. Whatever they have, man. Toyota Supra. I've got all of them, man. Get the hell out of here, man. I got all of them.
Oh, man.
All of them, man.
I know. So, yeah, but go ahead and check us out online. We're all over the place. There's a lot of stuff going on in the community this week. And lately, actually. There's 3 new composer interviews on Overclocked Remix in honor of the Support OCR Month.
That's right, man. We're hobnobbing with the legends.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. You actually got you talked to Dave Wise, who worked.
That's
for,
right.
Who, I don't know who he's working for now. Who's he working for?
No, he's still with Rare, man. He's been with Rare his entire career, man.
Yeah, he's still with Rare. That's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah,
worked
on.
He was their first musician. First musician hire, and he's been doing it the whole time, man.
He's worked on Donkey Kong Country, Battletoads, Wizards and Warriors, just to name a few examples.
Don't forget RC Pro-Am.
RC Pro-Am. Oh, yeah.
That's right, man.
You also got an interview on there with Christopher Tin,
That's right, man. He did Civilization IV's epic Baba Yetu. He's done some stuff across film and television, so he's got some stuff at X-Men 2, you know, X-Men United. So, you know, the dude does anything and everything. Just had some music featured in the Olympics in Beijing. So, I mean, he's doing it live, you know, he's doing it big. So, yeah, we had a great time talking to him.
And then you guys got in touch with Stefan Andrews.
That's right, man. Old school, man. He used to be Spec-saurus back in the day. And he had that 8-minute, then near 9-minute piece, Chrono Trigger.
Trial in Concert. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, the Trial in Concert, man. And that was a legendary mix way back in the day. One of the ones I found, you know, back in the earlier days when I first found the site, kind of, you know, 2002, 2003-ish, you know, area. And, you know, he's been doing big things, man. So ever since then, he's been, you know, growing and maturing as an artist. Still in school, but he is doing some great stuff. Just composed some of the music for EA's Facebreaker. So, you know, punch somebody in the face to his music. And right now there's a new animated series on YTV and Cartoon Network called League of Super Evil, a.k.a. Lose. So, you know, goofy show. You can check out some previews on the YouTube and whatnot, but it's on, you know, every Saturday on, you know, Cartoon Network, YTV, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah, we like punching people in the face on this show, so yeah, I think that works out. No, that works out well.
But I punch you in the face.
I know.
And I mentioned last week I punched DJ Pretzel in the face, man. I cannot wait.
That's going to be epic.
I can't wait. No, but you know, so definitely with Stefan, it was very cool to see somebody from the game arrangement community, you know, just continue to build up their career and make a name for themselves. So we're definitely looking forward to all, you know, all sorts of others doing the same. So, you know, no matter where they are from the community, we've got some great talent.
Yep. Speaking of great talent, actually, on YouTube right now, you can catch a video of Clamato Fever from Street Fighter HD Remix, Street Fighter 2.
Clamato.
Is it Clamato?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, Clamato is a hybrid word of clam and tomato.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Clamato.
We learned something on
this
show.
Yeah, it's a drink, dude.
Oh, you
see, really popular on the West Coast.
You see, I don't drink, so I don't know.
I've never had it, dude. It was funny. I asked AE. I was like, "What title did you want to do?" And he did Clamato Fever. I'm like, "What the hell is a Clamato?" And I looked it up, and
you didn't even know either.
It's a drink. Hell no, man. Never heard of that joint, man.
All right.
But, I definitely want to drink some, so yeah. We'll see. It's a mixer, man. You make some nice you know, mix drinks with it.
So right now this is on YouTube, but actually they were invited to the Game Developers Conference that was a little bit over. I guess it was last month.
Yeah, GDC.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But this performance just went up not too long ago. So, but you can check this out, Prozacs and AE, Clamato Fever.
Yeah,
you definitely want to check this out because it's a great live performance.
No, I just wanted to mention real quick. Yeah, Planet Skill performed that one. So it had AE teaming up with Ransom Wrath, you know, two of the four members of Planet Skill.
Oh, okay.
To, do that at GDC. No, it's definitely a badass performance, you know, and, you know, getting a talk with Prozacs a little bit at MAGFest, you know, he was definitely, you know, glad to have his music in the game, so it was definitely a really cool experience.
Yeah. So it's just cool that Remixers and those guys got invited to the Game Developers Conference. I mean, that's pretty
big. I gotta go next year, man. I gotta go.
That's pretty big.
I gotta go next year.
So, that's all I got to report right now. I'm going to get back into some more music. Up next, we got X-Mark with his entry.
This is a hot one.
Oh, this is awesome.
Sonic action right here.
It was from the Dwelling of Duels MAGFest 7 month, which was side-scrollers for the theme. So the MAGFest 7, I think that whole contest took place like through December and half of January or something.
Yeah, through December, and then everything had to be ready to go before MAGFest. So basically, December was a cutoff date.
Yeah, and then all of the winners and stuff were all announced at the MAGFest.
Oh yeah,
but
man.
This one is awesome. It's an awesome track, but there's an interesting thing about it. It actually got 21st place.
Are you kidding me, man?
No, I'm serious.
That one was pretty solid, man.
I'm serious. 21st.
But you know what though? For MAGFest month, that is always a super super stacked field.
Yeah,
you know what
it
I'm
is.
Talking about? Like,
it is.
We're talking like 40 plus entries. You know what I'm saying?
There were at least 50 in this one.
Oh Jesus!
And so to get even above the halfway mark, there, man.
Yeah.
That's fucking, it's just insane. So,
yeah, but it was pretty good though. I mean, I definitely took a listen to it again, and you know, good cover, man. Good energy.
Well, yeah, we can always expect that from Xmark. So
that's right.
But yeah, this is Mystic Chemicals from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. The title leads me to believe that there's some chemical plant involved. I don't really hear it. Did you hear it, Larry?
Maybe. You know, I wasn't paying much attention to that because I was so glued to the Mystic Cave Zone.
Yeah, the Mystic Cave seems to be the main thing here, and I don't really hear chemical plant. I'll have to ask him about that. But, yeah, this is Mystic Chemicals from Xmark from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. So don't go away. We'll be back. This is Nitro Game Injection.
Oh, Hi, this is House the Great, and you're being tricked on Nitro Game Injection.
That was another soundscape. Cheetah Men 2. Living Large.
Come on!
We actually talked about this one last week, but played it this week.
So. Oh, yeah, that's a hotness, man. Okay. That was a Larry OG commission for OC Remix, man. That was a Larry special, man. I actually had like a tiny bit of creative input in this one, too. As well, not just like telling him to do it, but like being like, "Oh, do some of this." So
you paid for it, good. Larry OG commission. You paid
that's
him
right.
for it.
I didn't pay him shit.
You paid him off. Oh, okay.
No way, man! Just the glory of remixing Cheetah Men 2.
Cheetah Men 2. Yeah.
It's all Kotaku's fault, man. Kotaku had that story. Like one of our forum goers posted about it, you know, on the forums.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kotaku headline was awesome. It said worst NES game has like best music.
Best you know, I'm soundtrack checking it. Ever.
Yeah, best soundtrack ever. Yeah, and I'm checking it out. And at first I was like, what the fuck's the big deal about the soundtrack, right? But nah, it's awesome. And the game is so like just brutally awful. The music is just something else entirely. What a great theme. Great. Not even trying to overhype it just because the video was funny or the game is such trash. It's a really great theme. I cannot believe it. So, of course, it took Japan by storm.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe we did not have any OC remixes of it. So I said, let's do Cheetah Men. And actually, one of the Kotaku users posted and said, when is OC Remix going to do, you know, a remix of the track? That was what really gave me the idea. It wasn't just, you know, I was like, oh, that was cool. You know, that was cool. Mm. If that fan had not said something, though, I would have never, you know, put one and one together. Like, aha, let's do a remix. So, great suggestion. And I love the mix. And I wish more people, you know, I wish we would have like a Cheetah Men flood. Like we had the Radical Dreamers flood back in 2001. So
we need a Cheetah Men album.
Yeah, man, when the hell is DOD going to hook me up, man? Do some Cheetah style.
There's only one song in that whole game, though, isn't there?
So?
So just to have them remix that whole song, that one song?
There's two songs. There's two songs. There's the title theme and there's the in-game music. And the title theme blows, dude. It's such crap. But it's okay. You could cameo with that and then launch into Cheetah Men that we all know and love. Come on, man.
All right.
Good stuff.
So, yeah. That was from another soundscape. And he's apparently a big fan of the show, so shout out to him. Why not?
That's right, man.
Yeah, he's a listener.
He's hitting it big, man. He's currently working on scoring his third Xbox Live Arcade game. So, man, he's doing some good stuff, man. Look, man, keep out for him, man.
Yeah, he's been working on the lookout. What was one of his soundtracks?
He had R-Tune. He had R-Tune, and he had, which got pimped on the 1UP show back in the day. And the Perfect Match.
Perfect Match. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, that one's a really chill soundtrack. You can get that one for free, man. Just check it out. Just Google it.
Yep. Or just go on Xbox Live Arcade and download those tracks to support him and Overclocked Remixers. Getting involved with game soundtracks.
So, right, man. We're taking over.
That's right. Speaking of guys working on game soundtracks, I've heard a rumor. I'm hearing through the Twitter vine. I don't know Twitter if that's vine. What you call it, but I'm hearing through the Twitter vine that the Megas are working on some new material.
Oh, yeah, man. I did see that. Yeah. I did see that. They are working on some stuff.
I don't know what it is. We're not sure. There's nothing been detailed, but there is some activity going on. So the Megas, if you don't know, are they're a cover band. But they do things a little bit differently. They've taken, with their first album at least, they took the Mega Man 2 soundtrack and created sort of a storyline and added lyrics to the classic themes that we all know from Mega Man 2. So what they're working on now, I'm not sure, but it's probably related. They might be doing another Mega Man game or even another game. Just any other game, but could be doing something similar. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Just go to themegas.com and just keep an eye out. And of course, we'll let you know here as well. We'll definitely play any new tracks that come our way. So
yeah, good stuff, man. I'm hoping that we get some more detail soon.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love the Megas. I got a CD burned in my car right now. I listen to it all the time.
That's a hell of a niche, you know, idea to do. Like, I mean, you know, Mega Man's very popular, but, you know, so mm-hmm. far they're like, we're just doing Mega Man. But, you know, especially even now with, you know, Mega Man 9 coming out, they've got a ton of material to work with. And mm-hmm. so they can go in, like, any number of directions with the franchise.
Plus, there's a few other guys, though, who've done exclusive Mega Man stuff. Mega Ran.
That's right, done, man. Mega Ran.
Yeah, he did Mega Man 2 and Mega Man 9. Project X, although that's old. It's awesome stuff. It's just they haven't done anything new in a while. They've been working. Yeah. Project
well,
X.
Well, you could check it. You could check them out on MySpace, man. They're still doing a little stuff like under Clawjob.
Oh, Clawjob. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, Project X is still doing stuff, original mm-hmm. stuff now, though. And also, right now, there's been a new video game remix site launched. It's actually in beta right now, remixed.vg.
And, right.
Yeah. It looks to be pretty similar to VG Mix in that you can post anything you like. There's a rating system going to be implemented soon. I don't believe it's implemented yet. But it's a new site. They're working on it. I guess they're working to sort of fill the void of VG Mix right now while it's...
Yeah. Well, VG I mean, there's always so... there's always Remix the Sauce.
Well, yeah, there's that too. But it's just VG Mix has been sort of broken, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's how I'd just outright say it, man. VG Mix is broken. You can't post songs. You can't register. It's pretty unfortunate. Hopefully they'll fix it soon. But right now, I think Remix.VG is just trying to fill the void. There's not a whole lot of songs on there right now. But if you want to go help out, go ahead and post your tracks there. Maybe something will come of it.
Yeah, 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 man. So, you know, it's always, you know, in OCR, we take too long to post our stuff, so, you know.
Yeah. So you, if
make sure you get it, make sure you get it out there, you know, get it hosted, get people talking about it, you know, get feedback, and, you know, whether it's there, you post in our work in progress boards, or you post in the VG Mix forums, you know, just, it's always good to have somewhere to get feedback and, you know, get the fans involved and, you know, polish up what you're working on.
Yep. And now let's break back into some music. We got a track from Louisa right now. It's from Turrican 3.
Man. Yeah. Brings Brazilian heat.
Oh, yeah. Louisa's great.
Yo, that girl can go.
Track. Oh, yeah.
She's got some chops, man. So Turrican 3, too, which gets no love on this side of the ocean.
Turrican 3 doesn't get much love at all. Which is unfortunate because the soundtrack is amazing.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, it's Chris Hulsbeck and he's always amazing. But this track especially, I think, was a crowning moment of musical awesomeness for that series. So this is from Turrican 3. It's the title theme. It's called Exploring the Rock Planet. And it's a remix by Louisa. So don't go away. This is Nitro Game Injection. We'll be right back. That was Giga Man with a track from Mega Man 9. Remix of Tornado Man. Don't ask what I'm doing.
I don't know what you're doing, but
I don't know what I'm doing either.
And I will say right now, not that I was ever hating on Mega Man 9 soundtrack, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe the first time I heard it, though, I was like, well, you know, this is okay. You know what I mean? This is pretty solid, but it's only all right. Then as I would hear some of these arrangements, and I will tell you that Random, you know, Mega Ran,
mm-hmm.
when he did Mega Ran 9, that put me over the top on that soundtrack. It made me appreciate it on a whole new level. And, man, it's got some great themes in there. Holy shit.
Yeah,
and,
definitely
put together. I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.
Tornado Man was one of the first tracks revealed, actually. And I think, personally, it was just awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The melodies really have that Mega Man flavor, man. It's a natural fit.
Yeah, they I think the composers with Inti Creates were at least discussing and talking with the original composers from Mega Man 2 and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, they had to have been, because they even collaborated with all of them on the Mega Man 9 Arrange album.
Yeah, so they got some feedback there, and I think they really caught the flavor, especially of 2 and 3.
Definitely.
And I think that Mega Man 9 is probably the best Mega Man soundtrack since Mega Man 7. So...
Oh ho, Mega Man 7, man. That's kind of a dark horse choice. Because the ones that are super popular, as far as I've seen in the community, right? 2, 3, and then the runner-up would be 6.
2, 3, 6, and yeah. But
I've not seen 7 get any love. Like, Trentheon did one, but that was about it. I've never seen much love for 7.
Well, the thing is, 7 has been a popular soundtrack. It just hasn't been popular to remix, and I'm not sure why.
I don't know, man. Maybe people intimidated by it being 16-bit. I have no clue.
I don't know, man. It's just really awesome, but it gets so overlooked, and I'm not sure why. Mega Man 7 was actually my first exposure to a Mega Man game, so maybe there's some bias there. But
it's nostalgia bias.
It's a great soundtrack. Hey, whatever.
Hey, dude, didn't that one? Did they have? What stage that? Did that Pirate Man's theme, or was that Rockman and Forte?
I think that was Mega Man.
Maybe that was Rockman and Forte, man. Shade Man was hot, though.
Shade Man's awesome.
That was a good one in Mega Man 7.
The opening theme, I think it was just all around great.
Yeah. So let me ask with this Mega Man 9, man. I was asking before, who the hell is Giga Man, dude? What is the deal on this guy, man? You don't know about this dude? Is a man of mystery?
I think so. I don't know much. I just dug up this track somewhere. I might have heard it like on YouTube, and someone linked it in the description. And yeah. Larry and I were just talking about this. You should always read the YouTube descriptions. Do it. Before you post anything,
before you ask where the hell to get it,
before you comment, read the YouTube description. So anyway, that's what I think that's where I found it. I want to say that Giga Man is one of the Dojin guys. He's one of the Japanese fan remixers.
Yeah, hey man, if any listeners out there have any more info on Giga Man, anything he's done, you know, some background, hook it up.
Yeah, let us know.
Wanna know?
I think, Akumu would probably know.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Akumu probably knows. Speaking of Akumu, that track before with Louisa was from Akumu Hao's competition at the Shiz, the street musician competition.
It's taken to the streets!
It's been a long time since that contest. He hasn't done a new one in a long time. But that's where that track came from.
He's got to go back to the man. Take it to the streets.
Yeah. Kuma. It's just a cool little contest.
Gonna get violent.
It's actually pretty cool that a lot of quality music resulted from that contest. We'll be playing it.
Yeah.
We'll be playing it over the next couple weeks. Why not?
Dude, that's Shizzy style, man. That's how you do it.
I know.
On now, and we got more rock coming up, man. So you're keeping it going hot, man. Look at this game over.
We're gonna rock it, man. Actually, I wanted to talk about this. We got a track from Game Over coming up, one of their classics. Yeah, from Punch Out. But I wanted to talk about the new remake for Punch-Out coming out here soon.
Dude, I just saw that in Game Informer, man. I'm a little behind on that. I just saw that, man. Tell me all about it.
I saw the trailer on Game Trailers not too long ago, actually just recently, and I was like, holy shit, that looks awesome.
So, oh man, I gotta check this out.
You have to check it out. It's the first Wii game I've genuinely been excited about in a long time. Actually, it's the first game I've been excited about in a long time. It just looks awesome.
It looks like it is
basically just a 3D remake of the classic Punch-Out. That's it.
Badass. I'm glad they realized that you don't need to mess with the formula. I'm really hoping they haven't mucked with it.
It looks like, from the looks of it, they've kept the gameplay intact. Everything is there. All the characters, all the classic characters we know and love are back. Von Kaiser, Glass Joe, all of them.
I saw my nigga Von Kaiser in there, so this is going to be good.
It's going to be epic. It's just awesome. There's a few new mechanics. There's a multiplayer mode. There's the new Gigamac concept. Gigamac.
What the hell is that?
Basically, what it looks like is it's a mechanic in multiplayer where if you counter a punch, you sort of fill up this meter, and then when this meter fills up, your character, your Little Mac, you play Little Mac, obviously, your character turns into Giga Mac. So it gets, like, huge and pumped up, turns into a giant-ass monster.
So basically, it hooks him up with some, like, steroids.
Yeah. He puts Mac on steroids.
All right.
So the game switches to one player mode, and the player left is Little Mac tries to fight and overcome Giga Mac. So it looks pretty awesome that way.
Nice.
But it looks like they've just kept all the gameplay intact. The music arrangement for the fight theme is just incredible. I mean, I watched this trailer just to listen to the music, because they remixed the classic fight theme in, like, sort of a rock ska arrangement. It's like a breath. They've got rhythm guitar, and sort of like a lead brass section, and it just works perfectly for the theme. So you definitely want to check this out. I'm really excited about it.
Oh man, so, I'm definitely gonna look more into that. Man, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, definitely want to. Definitely want to check that out. Unfortunately, they didn't use the classic Game Over remix of Punch-Out, you know, Little Mac's Confession. But don't worry, we've got it coming up for you. So, this is Nitro Game Injection. Don't go away. We'll be back.
I am the Dragon Lord, and all you puny mortals are listening to KNGI Nitro Game Injection. Enjoy it while you can, for it will be the last thing you hear before I take over this world and destroy everything. Well, actually, that'll probably take a long time, because I don't really have a plan yet, but... You know what? Never mind, just listen to the show.
Was a classic. Love that track. It was Dawn of City from the SimCity 2000 Arrange album from Toshinori Numata and Ryuichi Katsumata. Classic
Sounds
Arrange
good.
Album. When did that come out? Like 93?
Yeah, that sounds about right when that would be coming out.
Yeah.
Hey, good stuff.
I love SimCity 2000. Larry and I were just talking about it.
Yeah. Great. It says the album came out in, like, 95, it's looking like. 95. I don't know, man. I got to consult VGMDB.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, get edumacated. But, yeah, we were talking about that game, and which was a classic, and I had that joint on my old Macintosh, my old Apple Mac Quadra 630 back in the day. Shit ran sleek as a Puma. And that was the top of the line, like, computer back then. Man, I love that game. And I would always use the cheat code to get, like, the $5,000. You could type it in, type in the end of the code. You enter the code once, then you type in the end of the code, you know, to keep doing it and get, like, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And I would just load up on it and build arcologies and build, you know, all marinas and build all that shit.
Yeah, I'd always cheat through that game too.
Oh yeah, dude, it was awesome. And but you know, aside from tooling around, you know, and making your own cities and you know, building awesome buildings and whatnot, and adding police stations and all that, the music, very chill, definitely really worked with just a nice relaxed environment while you were playing the game. I love the soundtrack, the classic soundtrack.
Yeah, it's very catchy too. Love the music.
It's absolutely. Just,
it's always stuck in my head, especially the main theme. So, and I love playing that game. Just really hear the music.
Yeah, for real. And I think you know, and because for me it was like, it would, you know, it, obviously it's a computer game, so it was kind of a different level of enjoying the music. You know, I never really thought of it so much as a video game. It's kind of weird. You know, there's not much difference, you know, computer versus a console.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but it being a PC game, it almost felt like a kind of different atmosphere for the music. But it's some great stuff. I didn't even realize until maybe a year ago that there was a SimCity 2000 Arrange album. So, you know, done by the Japanese, too. I'm like, shit, I didn't know this game was hot in Japan. Apparently it was, man.
Oh, yeah. They love the SimCity.
They love everything, dude. They arrange, like, Choaniki and all that stuff. I mean, they're crazy there.
They go freaking crazy. Like, I think Dr. Wily's Mega Man 2 castle theme has become, like, their Rickroll.
Seriously?
Something like that, man. That song has been arranged and remixed and just done so many times.
One that has gotten a lot of love.
They call it Akusin Man over there. So
in the lyrics all the time.
It's some
big internet
meme thing. They went nuts.
Some internet meme? Weird, dude.
Yeah.
And let me mention, though, like, going back to SimCity, dude, those soundtracks are awesome. I gotta just track down all these other ones because, you know, EA put out the SimCity 3000 and the SimCity 4 Rush Hour soundtracks free on their on the SimCity website.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's also, you know, along with this track that we just played right now, lots of great jazzy flavor from the SimCity franchise. So, and unfortunately, and maybe I have it wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but not really something you see as much in The Sims. Like, there's some jazz, but not quite in the same, like, relaxed vein as SimCity.
Yeah. It's a little different.
I mean, great, great stuff.
I have SimCity 4, and the soundtrack, again, just like SimCity 2000, works great. It's wonderful to play the game to the music, and it just works well. So, but yeah, I would agree that definitely 3000 and 4 have kept the great music, catchy music, going with the franchise.
Awesome stuff, man. Underrated, honestly, like, in terms of our, like, you know, broader community, very underrated. So,
very extremely.
Google it, man. Check it out. If you look for SimCity on a VGMDB, you know, as I mentioned, SimCity 3000 and SimCity 4 Rush Hour, those albums are free and the links are on there so that you can grab those soundtracks. Go get it.
We're winded down here, I think. Got a few.
Yeah, man, just a couple more to go, man.
Yeah, got a few more news items though. Chris Abbott of Remix 64 fame, and also he's an OC Remix artist, one of the earlier days.
He's got a couple up on there.
He's been working with RKO.
Yep, remix.qued.org.
Yep. Very familiar
name.
He's a legend, man.
He's a legend.
Very familiar name to the Commodore 64 Remix community. And he's actually hosting a bad remix competition at remix64.com. he's putting together some awful tracks, and the winner gets like 10 Remix 64 albums. Or
oh,
something
man,
like that.
Dude.
It's a big lot of.
Dude, when does that close, man?
Competition.
Do you have any idea?
Big lot of prizes. It doesn't say when it closes, but it's still going on. So head to remix64.com,
man.
Head to the forums and grab this. We'll also have a link in the show notes. But if you want to get in on this bad remix stuff, go over there and check it out.
Yeah, man. Remix64.com, man. Gotta go now, man. I didn't realize there was all that stuff on the line. Hook it up.
Yeah. So
maybe I can make a bad line. Hey, maybe I can make a remix.
Hey, go for it, man. I think they're looking for the shit you put out. So
shut the hell up, man. That stuff's awesome.
I know, but it's awesomely bad.
Cut above, baby. Cut above.
Hey, I'm not much better. But if you're looking for examples of just the kind of crap they're looking for, they have some work in progresses in the thread there. If also you're just looking for other examples, You want to go check out olremix.org. Go
That's
check
right,
out Overlooked Remix. They've got all the bad and good, actually. Some of the best remixes and worst both result from OL Remix. So, but that's a good place to get a sampling of what Chris Abbott's looking for. So,
mm-hmm.
But this is for exclusively Commodore 64 arrangements. So yeah, if you're a big fan of Commodore 64, Remix 64, stuff like that, you'll definitely want to check it out.
I've got to enter in with some like just terrible like Auf Wiedersehen Monty, you know, mix where I just sing over the Sid tune or something like that. I gotta get in there.
Yeah, do Guyana Disco.
Oh, sweet.
And I got one last bit of news, another one from the Commodore 64 community. Hard Sid for you.
Oh yeah, I've got that myself, man. I'm still trying to get it to work, but go ahead, bro.
You got the Hard Sid?
Yeah, the Winamp plugin.
Oh,
yep.
Well, yeah, you got the Winamp plugin. Well, it won't work. What? Let me tell you why it won't work.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a cool thing, though. This Hard Sid, I looked into this Hard Sid for you thing. It's like a box. It's an actual piece of hardware. You need the box. And it plugs into your computer or your MIDI output or whatever. And you plug it in. And what it does is it outputs your MIDI input and stuff out through actual SID chips.
Mm-hmm.
So what this box has in it is you can put up to 4 different SID chips inside the box, and it outputs your music through the actual SID hardware. So in order to use the Winamp plugin, you need this box. That's why it won't work.
Oh man, how much is the box, man?
The box is 299 euros.
Oh my god!
It's 299 euros. It's a pretty...
Oh, euros!
Yes, euros, so it's even more.
Oh my god!
It's even more in dollars. But
like 450 bucks.
Yeah.
Dude.
But if you're a musician, you've got money to blow and you're looking for authentic Sid sound, this is the way to go. So,
oh man.
It's pretty cool though. It's just go to hardsid.com, take a look. If you're a musician and you've got money, this is definitely something you'll want to look into. I love the Sid sound, the classic chiptune C64 style. So anything to get that into more music is just awesome. But yeah, I'll never own one. And if you're wondering why the Winamp plugin doesn't work, well, there's why. You need the hardware.
I thought you just had to... What I gleaned from it, I thought you just had to download the High Voltage SID collection and then tell it where the High Voltage SID collection was located so that it could... you know, display the directory of files and break the files up into the individual tracks. Now I gotta you know, pony up some euros. Come on, man.
Yeah,
we gotta start to get Hard Sid for you. You know, hard drive or whatever for Larry. Fun.
It's not
hooking up my PayPal.
Yeah, it's not an emulator. That's the thing. It doesn't emulate the sound. It plays back the sound as you would hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I think that's a cool thing. It's just if you're a hobbyist or if you're just listening to the tracks, it's not really necessary. But it's definitely...
Or you're Timbaland and you need to steal some more music.
Yeah. But if you're looking into working more with Sid tunes, this is definitely something to look into and pick up. It's expensive.
Nice,
it's not cheap. But if you're looking for something good, I think that's the way to go.
Cool.
Anyway, we're winding down the show here. Actually, this is pretty much it. We're coming to the end. So
yeah, man, close it out strong.
Oh yeah. So let me give you some contact info again. Actually,
that's cool.
Since we're closing out, We are actually, I forgot to mention this, we are now officially on iTunes. So if you look up Nitro Game Injection on iTunes, we will be there. and you can subscribe to us, listen in, and you'll get the latest shows automatically downloaded. It's just great stuff. I was playing around with iTunes a bit. I'm still a Winamp diehard, but iTunes looks pretty hot. So, contact info, you want to check us out online, kngi.org. All our contact information is there. You can email us, kngipodcast@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. You can follow me, KyleJCRB, or Larry OG there. You can also follow OC Remix. There'll be some updates. I think, have you been posting the NGI updates on OC Remix, Larry?
Huh?
At least
I'll
when
be posting
when the new shows come out, at least.
I'll be posting some.
So, yeah, you can watch that.
I'll be linking it up.
Yeah, so definitely keep an eye on that. We're on Facebook, and you can call our voicemail. Leave us a message. The number is 1-763-431-5121. And when you call that number, you'll just hear a lady say, "Please leave your message," after the tone or whatever she says. But it's us, so if you just hear some lady saying that, then you know you'll have the right number. It's toll-free. There is a long-distance fee. If you don't have a long-distance plan, it will cost you long-distance, but there is no toll. So, and that's it. So we're going to end the show off with a brand-new OC remix posted not too long ago. Just
brand
a few days.
Now, this is from DOD, though, right?
Yeah, originally from DOD.
Yep, it's been refurbished a little bit.
Yep, reworked it a little. It's OA and Scared Sim, Declaration of War from Gradius 3. Definitely an underrated, overlooked soundtrack as far as remixes go, at least on OCR. Mm-hmm. This was the first Gradius 3 remix on OCR, which is crazy.
Mind-blowing, dude.
Yeah, this one was just posted on April 16th, so it's brand new.
Yeah, this is actually the soundtrack is a favorite of Protricity's, although he once had like this kind of mock-up of a remix, but you know, it was just basically like a MIDI rip. You know, it was just to have fun with it, you know, not like a serious effort. But so yeah, I remember him liking it, and that was how I got introduced to the soundtrack, and it's got some great stuff on it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get him to do that. Finish it. Do another
remix. Nice.
But whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, why not? And then we're going to end it off with an original from Shale Riley. Classic Shale Riley. Everyone loves the Shale.
Yeah, man. Hit it up, shaleriley.com. And this one is from his album, Toy Box. And it's got some funny lyrics in there.
Yeah. Music ruined video games. And that's going to take us out. So thanks, everyone.
Originally the title was supposed to be Music Fucked Up Video Games?
Really?
I'm just bullshitting you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, that's going to take us out. And we'll be back next time. I don't know, might be next week, might be a couple weeks, who knows. This has been Nitro Game Injection. This is NGI 114, and this is Kyle JCRB.
And Larry OG.
And we're signing off. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.
Cheetah-mans!
Cheetah-man! Oh, you know what? Cheetah-man!
Apparently, Ansel...
Cheetah-man!